Thank you, Madam Chair. Here on the core networks, let me start with referring to the resolution on strengthening intermodal freight transport. That resolution invited or invites AGTC contracting parties, as well as the Working Party 24, to identify a core intermodal network in AGTC, as well as in the AGTC protocol, so in both instruments, that will be accompanied by the special procedures for operations on this core network during emergency situations, including pandemics. So you already had, or at least started a discussion on core networks, and you have requested that contracting parties indicate or make proposals for core lines and special procedures. So the Secretariat addressed the contracting parties to send proposals for both the core network or core lines and also for the emergency special procedures. There were a couple of only a couple of responses that we received, and of course all this is reflected in the document ECE Trans WP 24/2022/4. There are proposals made by Austria, Czechia, Bulgaria, Greece, Latvia, and Serbia. Turkey informed that there was for now not such core lines designated. Germany indicated that special procedures should first be determined, and only then the lines should be designated on which such special procedures should be used. With regard to the special procedures, a number of EU countries that responded to the request to provide information referred to the RNE Handbook for International Contingency Management. Also, several of the respondents referred to national procedures. There was also a proposal made that the available procedures in the EU may be considered to serve as good practice. So the Secretariat view now on the way forward. You may want to think about what potentially could be AGTC special procedures, and so that they are first reflected, so that then you may then continue speaking about what are the lines that should be forming a core network following such procedure. So just not to mix up terms, the core network that we refer here for the EU member states, it has nothing to do with the core network under the 10T regulation. So the question is pretty much what should be that procedure or procedures. And of course, under AGTC, the aim here is that we have assurance of international flows, cargo flows. I think also an aspect that you may wish to consider, and of course this issue comes, and you very well remember that the resolution that we put together and it was adopted by ITC on strengthening of intermodal transport was our response to the aftermath that was happening due to the different irregularities happening due to the COVID-19 pandemics. At the same time, I think here the thinking should be more in terms of the network criticality. So what are the key corridors that ensure the international flows? And how to ensure that these international flows are not affected in case of emergency. Now, maybe because of the COVID-19 pandemic, their response was already taken and there are solutions for future situation as such. What you may, however, be thinking about is that we know that the climate is changing, that the extreme weather events may cause more and more disruption in the future. And maybe, you know, in that sense, you may want to be thinking about the international flows, assurance of those international flows in case of emergencies such as those that can be caused by extreme weather events. So pretty much you may be thinking about how critical is a line and what if that line is affected, should there be a plan for within the network to assure the transport flows or trade flows on those transport lines through the AGTC agreement. Thank you, Madam Chair.